Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five Jams in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Five Jams Presents, Students of Strixhaven. We are the students of Strixhaven here. I am your DM, Adam, and to my right...
Is that me? Am I on the right? Hello, it's me. I'm Tanlin. I'm playing Lex. I almost said Lux. That's someone entirely different and far less important. Anyways, go on.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Ember, and she hasn't been able to sell drugs lately, so she's a little strapped on cash.
It's real.
Hi, I'm Kuro. I'm playing Kuroi, who is a Wilder Genasi Strixhaven Silverquill student who likes to fight for justice by telling evildoers to shit themselves.
Shit themselves. Powerful. The most powerful spell.
Audience, go poop.
No! We lose our entire audience to defecation.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Nationwide panic.
Hundreds of people shit themselves at the same time. This just in.
I'll become a super villain just by clogging the streets with feces.
Fuck.
No, that would be an incredible superpower.
Dude, back in the day, medieval times, they just throw their shit outside.
You can't beat someone that makes you shit yourself.
That's so true.
No, it's a moral defeat, emotional defeat,
because the question is like, does it keep like shit yourself? Does it stack? Because if it does, you die.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers die to dysentery all the time back in the day.
Here's the thing though, what happens when you meet the guy who doesn't lose? You know what I mean, who like keeps going? You're like, wait a minute.
The indomitable human spirit.
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Who wins, power word shit or One Punch Man? You know.
Great question.
Realist questions. Anyways,
you guys, I'm Tanner. I'm playing Lux. I haven't pooped.
Fuck.
You will.
Kim. We're moving on.
Kim. Sorry, Kuro. You will.
Medicine.
Fuck,
just,
Kuro.
Hello.
Real. I hope it doesn't come to PvP.
Fuck. It's over. I'm surrendering myself if it ever came to PvP. There's no way.
Anyways,
hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Astra. Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Amazing Bo Bazing.
Crazy intro.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah. All right, so we kind of pull back in. You guys had a priority registration. You were able to get all of the classes you wanted and yearned for. You've learned all the things you wanted to learn, and maybe you've done some other stuff along the way. This first half of the year, this semester, has been nothing short of eventful. You've been doing a lot. You've been seeing a lot. I'm sure you guys will get into that shortly. There's been a couple of different things. Some fun games happened, you know, some good magic balls been going on. The three students that were were brought in to justice have not shown back up, but apparently there's been discussions that they may or may not be allowed to come back onto campus after like many talks and rehabilitation with certain staff members. Beyond that, it is a simple spring morning. The birds flutter about and tweet, carrying messages on their chirps from druids to clerics. The ink and parchment smell is richer than ever as fresh ink is being constantly used, and the scent of maybe partial singes and burns and magical effects thereof and thereafter are amplified through the numerous castings of simple spells. The seniors, the fourth years, are already out for the spring break. They left probably about a week ago. They tend to finish their stuff up faster. They also have the tail end of the year as a large adventuring test almost, where they go and learn magic abroad, elsewhere, right? You guys are approaching that area next year, perhaps, and I think that we will cut in to our characters, and we will start with Ember. What did you do up to this point in the semester? What have you done, and what are you doing currently?
I'm just spend most of my time out in the woods gathering herbs. That special kind of herbs, cultivating some of them special herbs, selling them to students.
I see.
And then I've just been like kind of getting more closer with nature.
Okay. All right. I respect that. Have you done anything that pertains to what occurred on day one, or is that in your past outside of like talking?
I was unconscious for like half of it. I see. So.
Okay. That's valid, actually.
What time have you spent with the group? Are they still your friends? Do you guys hang out, or is it like, once again, in the past?
Yeah. No, I mean, Lex and I are buds, and I mean, I give Astra as much Adderall as I can get her.
Right. Yes. And I've also,
I appreciate it.
I know Astra was saying that she made a club for you guys to meet in. So we'll go ahead and cut to Astra. Oh. What have you been doing this semester? What have you found out or tried to find out? And what are you doing currently?
So I think Astra has been kind of focusing like more heavily, because I feel like her studies up to this point were more like on like the, I'm an English major and that sort of thing. Uh-huh. But I think now, especially seeing all that crazy stuff go on for priority registration, she's leaning more into her like warlock stuff and trying to find more stuff about her patron and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where she's leaning to see like how much she can, or what she can do with her magic and that sort of thing. Especially since she saw that crazy thing that this man was absorbing books.
Yes, absolutely.
Crazy stuff. But also I think that I would have set up a like semi-club sort of thing for the five of us to like kind of talk, debrief, if some of us are looking into certain things that we saw, like
the study group.
Yeah, the study group, that's what we're calling it. We're the study group of just like what happened and trying to investigate more of that.
Lux.
Lux has been doing more of the same thing. The whole like weird adventure stuff didn't really like disrupt what he cares about,
right?
So he's still like, you know, studying, like going on his little dungeon dives. He might be researching like the book magic, that weird book absorption magic that they saw.
I think for the bulk part about like what you're able to find out about that is that it was like a type of magic, not like, not unlike like, you know, blood magic or like chronergy, like magic that's probably either extinct or really hard to use. But it was a type of magic that used like specifically consumption to compound magical components, and to bypass certain magical components. And given its volatile nature of destroying what it consumed, right? Like you saw it tear apart a book that could teach people spells. And in doing that, you're losing things, especially for young mages. And so at least for a school, it's definitely not the best kind of magic to be utilizing. And so I think that's the bulk of what you're able to find out about that, is that maybe there was emulating that kind of magic.
Okay. I also realized he probably would look into, what was that tiefling dryad's name? Samsa?
Yeah, Samsa.
He'd probably look into like what, because he saw her one like black eye, right?
Yes,
like,
and she did, and she said she was sorry. She
So I think he might be trying to look into that a little bit and also kind of like figure out what happened to her. Like,
yeah, so I will say, you probably ask Dean Ambrose at some point, like, if, you know, catch him somewhere going, you know, he's going somewhere, he's always doing something, and you'd probably catch him and, hey, like, you know, do you have any update on Samsa? And I think that he informs you not to worry, and so says like they're being tested and like rehabilitated. They're being checked pretty much, because it, I think maybe halfway through this semester, it's announced that the students were under some kind of compulsion.
Okay.
Then we will, speaking of the the eye, the blackened eye, we will cut to Kuroi. And I know you said you were doing some research on that voice.
Yes. So I am also assisting with the kind of just like learning more about the amulet or the mm-hmm. item. Because, yeah, I mean, like tearing down the book for spells and using it is pretty dope. And I want to know about like, yeah, the voice that I heard, because I had my hands on the amulet itself, but then I was like mind controlled, and I don't like that at all. And especially once I heard that people were under a compulsion, it really got me thinking. It's just like, okay, well, only one person at a time had possession of the amulet. So is there more to this? Is there a wider, are there other items of mind control and everything? So I've just been obsessed with that.
Yes. So I think on your studies for it, the compulsion, the mask you saw, and these things lend themselves to the stories of a cult. I mean, we've talked about that, right? A magical cult called the Orik, or the Orik. They are, it's O-R-I-Q. They are a band or group of magic users who think that there should be no forbidden magic, and think that the way in which Strixhaven, goes about guarding magic of Arcavius is archaic, old, and foolish, and that they are guarding the evolution of magic, and the Oryk think that magic should be freed and used, and any magic should be used and freed by anybody. So that's a big portion of what you've picked up on that. You also know that the Oryk have a handful of very powerful mages who in theory and also possibly are more than capable of compelling through items or compelling more than one person at a time, especially of like student caliber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah, and I believe that's... No, we have one more to go, which is Lex. Sorry, Lux and Lex, dude.
Dude, I know. It's fucking crazy. God damn it, Tanner.
Sorry.
I've had this character for so long, whatever. dude, he's copying me.
He's copying my drip,
right? Yeah, so I picked myself up the Earrings of Eavesdropping. Shout out Adamant's Armory. I stole it from there. There we go. And I've just been, like, being so nosy. Especially for like the friends of the students that were taken in,
mm-hmm.
As well as like staff, like maybe even listening in on the conversations that Lux and the dean have been having, and you know, all of that.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think you pick up a lot of the same stuff. However, I think you most of all, given you're charismatic, you're impulsive. I think that there are times in which you recognize there's like a certain population, just because you know character, right? You know charisma. And there's a certain population of students who you recognize are probably getting targeted. And I think maybe you hear a couple discussions here. They're like, oh, like come to this, come to that. And it's impulsive or very stressed students who are being targeted by what you might assume are the Reek. Like, you maybe turn, you hear a conversation between two people, you turn a corner and it's just one person, but you know she's really stressed about midterms, she just can't figure out the spell, and it's things like that. And you've maybe caught on to that a couple of times.
I think Lex would definitely try and intervene
in those moments too. Go ahead and give me 3 charisma rolls. Let's see how well you intervene over the year, over the semester.
Okay, a 13.
A 23.
16.
Yeah, so That's going to matter. I'm not going to lie to you. But the 13, it's one of the first times I think you hear it. And it is a Quandrix mage, which you guys don't have any in your group. But they're like mathematical. Like, you know, they think of like the equations of what math is and the numbers of math. And I think his conversation is more about power than anything. And when you like cut in after, he's like, bug off. Like, get the fuck out of my face, right? And he's like, what are you even talking about? I wasn't talking to anybody. I've been studying, right? It's that energy comes at you with. But the other two, I think you managed to sway them, like, yeah, like, that's weird. Like, why are people coming up to me? Like, you've swayed them to the, like, there's these dudes in masks and they're showing up and they're like talking to me. It's odd. However, I would say, I'm sure you posit it to the group. And I think you managed to intervene with like 7 students. Like 7 students. You're like, hey, like, that's not what we want to do, right? Come study with us.
I keep their names in mind.
Yes,
like,
absolutely. Yeah. Come study with us, dude. Like, but so I think that you kind of bring that to the group, right? That there's people with masks that are talking, but when you turn the corner, they're gone. And I think that it is undoubtedly a possible concept that the people that are talking or being seen are students. There are students who are already recruited or who are already here, maybe even professors. Like, you don't know, but they're here, right? They're here and they're recruiting from here. They're not just magically appearing and disappearing out of Strixhaven. That would be almost impossible. Anyways, let's go ahead and cut to you 5. Even though you had chosen, like, you could enroll in whatever you wanted, you had priority registration. You guys were all forced into a class by Dean Ambrose because he recognized a particular quality in you guys that you guys jumped in it and saved the day, right? You did things the right way. You handled things well. You outperformed the 2 staff that were there. And yeah, I mean, not only that, you saved 2 students beforehand and then you know, got up to no good and helped capture those 3 students.
Up to no good.
You got up to some good, actually. And so
up
I think
to all good.
Dean Ambrose forced you guys into into the same class. Specifically, it is an abjuration course. Like specifically it's glyphs of warding and whatnot. Because he recognizes with your general talent and your, kind of leaning towards heroism, that if there's ever a situation on campus The campus is covered in glyphs, and there was a situation where you guys were in an area where the glyphs went out for some reason or were messed with, and you guys are put in a position where you've been taught or are attempting to be taught how to better handle glyphs that are out of commission. Mm. And how to better create your own glyphs and how to repair glyphs. So it is the you have the final for this class. You guys are going to be attempting to as a group.
I hand out Adderall to to everyone.
Yeah. So the way we're going to do it. So each of you first has to decide between three different things, whether they're a glyph of warding or just scribbles. So it's your ability to recognize the difference between magic, like magic scribing and just scribbling. So we'll start on our left-hand side, and we will be using either investigation or arcana for this.
Please say arcana. My first arcana roll is a 24.
24. So you look at this, and you've studied. You've studied your ass off. You've been learning different magical languages for this moment, and you see that there's one that is just scribbles. One of them is a mixture of scribbles and scribing, like purposefully done, that to an untrained eye might confuse you. And there's one that is clearly magical. The words in which they're scripted is magical, and that is a glyph of warding. And so you're able to recognize that. That's an A on your grade with a 24. You get 100%, and then we will go over to Lux.
Dude, Adam, what if I have arcana and investigation? Crazy. 14, awesome.
14? Is that a nat 1?
What?
Is it a nat 1?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Nat so, Lux, I think you're like so full of yourself in this moment because you deal with glyphs a lot. You're like, it's obviously, like, this is obviously not the real one. And you like slap it and it, and the professor's like, huh?
I look at the camera.
Yeah.
I die.
Yeah, comedically, it explodes in like a puff of like inky smoke that like covers you in like a pink, like, glitter for the day. So you, you fail miserably. You are going to pass the class, but they're like, keep an eye on this one. Like, you know, there's always hope someone's around him when he needs it. Then we will go ahead and cut over to Kuroi. All
right. I got a 14.
14. So with that, you're able to designate one of them is for sure not a glyph of warding. However, the other two, you just cannot seem to place. And it's, I mean, purposeful. The one of them is scribbles mixed with actual glyphs, and you're able to narrow it down to those two, and then the time runs out, and so you're given a passing grade, but like a C. Like, you were like, oh, you were getting there, like you recognize the pieces, but you're not perfect at it.
No one here is Quandrix, are they?
No,
dang it. How did we not get one Quandrix? Yeah. Friend. Honestly, you know what? I'm going to give this to our Prismari member. And I believe in your chaotic nature to maybe help solve this puzzle.
Okay. Well, okay. So, okay.
No pressure.
Because what I was going to do on my turn was to use my earrings of eavesdropping to listen in on the professor of whoever it is and use my insight to like read their like breaths on how I'm like when I go to do things and like read them and use that because I don't have arcana or or investigate, but I have pretty good
insight. Yeah, I'll give you advantage on that.
Okay.
Advantage, I'll let you do an insight roll for yours. And then what are Kuroi, what are you giving Lex?
I was just gonna give Lex the, I guess, like the rundown on like the puzzle that we found.
Okay, yeah, so I think, because I think you guys are taking them separately.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, you're coming in the room, and so I'll say that, like, Kuroi comes out, and I was like, and, like, gives you, like, a little bit of a heads up. And so, yeah, Lex, you're going fourth in line, so you go next.
Okay, and you said I have advantage, and I'm using insight?
Yes.
Okay. I could choose to use a luck after I say what it is. Okay, so that would have been a 16.
Okay.
16's pretty solid.
16 isn't bad. But I could do better.
It's up to you.
I'll use a luck to reroll it.
You can reroll with advantage. Okay. It's gonna be really funny when you get the same.
Oh, so much better.
Almost.
Dude, one of them was a natural one, but then the other one was an 18 on the die. 18 plus 7.
Yeah, you cheat hard, and you like, whew, you do so well. You do one under so far, the best score. Which means you solve the issue. You figure out which one is the glyph in 1 minute. over, like one extra minute over her. But you figure out which one it is, and then we will hop over to our last member, Ember.
Got a 4.
A 4. You also fell.
I took the wrong drugs.
Yeah, no, you're zooted out of your mind. You're like, this is it.
Are they supposed to be moving?
Covered in pink glitter. Covered in pink glitter.
So what I'm hearing is that you took the right ones.
Exactly. So you guys finished that portion of the test, and there's one final portion of the test. You're all brought in the room together. You guys have been a study group. You were specifically put in this group together in this class, and they then lock you in the room, and you see 4 glyphs. And so there's 4 glyphs around the room, and the door is magically sealed. What do you guys want to do?
Can I roll Arcana Investigation, get a 14?
Sure.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Obviously not.
22.
Okay.
I was like, can I Arcana the glyphs to find out what
which glyph are you looking at, Tanner?
The one closest to the door?
Nope, I don't get shit.
Okay. With the 22, it says adult red dragon.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna just, can I start doing the other ones?
Yeah.
Trying to read the other ones.
Yeah, can I keep trying?
Yeah.
16, Adam.
Which one are you trying this time?
The one next to it. Like, I'll just go around.
Okay, with the 16, the one, so you just did the one by the door. The one right next to it, to the left or to the right?
To the left.
To the left. Okay. The 16, it's a little hard, but you think it starts with a Y.
Okay. Adult red dragon. Why? I'm writing it down.
Me too.
And then,
would you get
14?
Which one are you on?
Probably do the one opposite of the one that Lux looked at.
These are glyphs.
Yeah,
they're not like in a different script.
Well, they're in magical script.
Because I speak celestial.
Yeah, it's not it's not a different language. Okay, they're magical glyphs.
I'll keep going. Like, I'll do all.
It's like a combination of magical languages, mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah, I'll do the next one.
You're doing the next one after the Y, or are you trying to Y?
After the Y.
Okay.
18.
That one you're able to decipher most of, and the word you're pulling out of is worm.
Okay.
Like W-Y-R-M.
Worm, Y, adult dragon. I'm saying out loud.
Yeah.
Worm, Y, adult dragon, and then I'll
And then you did the 14 one, right? You got 14 on the far wall, which is the one he hasn't done yet. A 14, you're able to get an A in the beginning. You just know it starts with an A.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
I'll go for that one.
What's the name of that one really bad thing to fight?
Tarrasque.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts with a T.
Okay.
I did the one Kim just did. I'm doing the one Kim did.
What'd you get?
19.
19. You're able to make out ancient on that one.
Oh. Ancient, adult, Y, and worm.
Sort of young.
Could I try the two that he did, that Lux did?
Yeah, that he doesn't
know all
of it.
Try to like pass over to see like, oh, maybe if another eye looks at it, sort of thing.
Can I use 2 points, bend magic, I can add a d4 to your roll.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be 14. 4. So, an 18 on that one?
Which one are you looking at
first?
Look at the A or worm?
I'll look at the worm.
Worm, you're able to finish out the last portion of the word, which is ling, so wormling.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming the Y is
yellow?
The yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know one's wormling. I think Ember posits, like, oh, I think it's young red dragon, and then we have adult red dragon, and then we have A, or
ancient.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, I think we should go with the wormling.
Yeah,
I agree.
Why would you?
I'm going to posit, what if we have to do them in order?
In order from youngest to oldest.
Ooh, like, fight these things?
No, like to open the door, we go from youngest to oldest.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, but so, you know they're glyphs, and glyphs tend to be inherently magical.
Yeah.
Right.
So touching them might be...
Ah, but if you lick them...
There we go, Kuroi figured it out.
Yep, Kuroi goes up and goes... yeah. Can I mage hand?
Kuroi, make these glyphs shit themselves.
Bailiff!
Kuroi, handle it.
Bailiff!
I'll kind of check the glyphs to see what the outcome would be, or like what kind of... Because it's going to be abjuration or no?
Yeah, you can do
our abjuration class, right?
Yes, but remember, glyphs of warding can be set to do anything.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and do an arcana.
I don't have arcana, but I'll let you guys know. So maybe you guys can roll an arcana
I'll
too.
I'll try to help
because I don't have it.
I can't roll for shit right now, guys.
I'm really bad at the test.
9.
21.
Slay. 21. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I got a fucking 2.
You recognize that these things have, so the weaves of magic that are weaved through them, they will explode.
Okay, good.
2, they have, like, ticks. Like, they tick off of different things. not just touching. So if you do it wrong or in the wrong order, they will tick.
Or.
Uh-huh.
Never mind. Dispel Magic is a third level spell slot. I don't have those yet.
Oh, you're
Artificer.
I didn't take Dispel Magic. Kind of like a silly
guy. I also did.
I think I should have taken
it. I figure there's so much magic at the school. Why dispel any of it?
Yeah.
That's so valid, actually.
I'm big on chaos and letting magic fly, so.
It's more likely that some first year's random spell flies through the window and just kills the bad guy instead. So I'll just,
Dude, yeah.
I mean, I could turn into a bear and start touching these things, because if it hits, then I get that extra, like, pocket of health.
If you hit...
Hold on.
That's insane.
It's going to explode. We are in a small, locked room.
Well, I'll probably be fine.
She's like a 20 by 20. Like, it's not a huge room.
We're shoulder to shoulder.
If you turn into a bear and hit all of them at once, do you think they might counter each other?
I think we just have to touch them in order from how the dragon grows.
Yeah.
That's what makes sense to me.
That's fair. That does make sense.
But it ticks off of different things. That's what's confusing me.
I think that's what, like, if you get it wrong, it goes.
Oh, I see.
Depending on, like, it doesn't matter which way you do it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Sort of thing, you know?
What's the goal of being? Are we dispelling these things? Is that the goal?
I think we're trying to figure out the puzzle to open the door.
Okay. It's an escape room.
By understanding glyphs.
By understanding
which
glyphs.
Which is your entire class.
Which I don't understand them because I cheat.
Ah, well.
I'll touch the worm one.
Yeah,
see how it goes.
Wormling to young.
You touch it. Yeah. And as you touch it, it starts. And so it's this large glyph, and it's like, it's shining, right? And then the light's extinguishing as it's like following the letter, almost like it's like a piece of dynamite.
Okay. I'm walking in the exact opposite direction. Okay, walking.
So you guys, I'm going to let you guys know you guys have a minute in a world.
Right. Oh, okay. We have to
go get the young one then. Go tap the young one.
Okay, it starts. And so that one speeds up.
All right, then I'm going to run over and get the adult.
All right, for the last one, I need you to make an athletics roll.
Oh, no.
Because no one else, like, was prepared to do it. So.
The bear just started doing it?
I'm a bear now.
Oh, I did turn into a bear. I'm just doing it.
I thought you turned into a bear.
I got an 18.
Like, yeah. And, like, right as that one's about to, like, you, like, touch it, and the door just... And they just turn off.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a master of puzzles, y'all.
Simplest puzzle you've ever heard. Yeah. You guys come out and they're like, we thought you would just dispel them.
None of us have dispel magic.
Oh, I do. I have dispel magic.
That was interesting. Oh. You know, I mean, there was one of the ways to solve it. You guys know wards enough. They weren't super powerful or anything. You guys could have dispelled it. It's fine. You guys passed! Yay! You passed my class. I'm so proud of you.
We did it.
Yes, you guys passed the class. I'm so proud of you all. You guys should be more than capable of dealing with glyphs and whatnot now. So you guys will all have advantage when it comes to reading glyphs and then repairing glyphs.
Ooh, repairing is huge.
Yeah. It's like a mini feat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then spring break starts.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Rolling with Difficulty.
Alright, Berk. Here's how it is. I'm not sure what burg you're from, but this is Sigil. This is the cage. Get it? It's not just the city you can't escape from, it's your problems. If you're thinking you can put your feet up and wait for a law and order to solve them for you, well, quit it. You're just aiming for disappointment. Oh, sure, the factions kept the peace once upon a time. Guess they thought the peace was boring, though, because then they went to war, and what's left of them now only look out for them and theirs. Oh, gods help you if you think the lady is going to lend a hand, if she's taken an interest in you. Let's just say I hope you're not too attached to your skin. Here, if there's something wrong you think needs righting, Cutter's got to take it on themselves. Though, this is Sigil. There's clink to be made off of it. There are folks doing it. You really want this problem taken care of? I know some bloat who can do the job.
Rolling with Difficulty presents Open and Shut, the second campaign from our D&D 5e actual play podcast following a noir-inspired group of detectives in the City of Doors. You can catch that right now with the second season on the way later this year, or if you'd rather enjoy a complete story, check out our first campaign, Per Aspera. You can also check out our various one-shots in systems outside of Dungeons & Dragons, and be sure to stay tuned for more exciting projects with great guests, great systems, amazing adventures, and as always, we'll be rolling with difficulty.
If you love a little mystery, a little intrigue, the detective noir genre, highly recommend you check out Rolling with Difficulty's new season. It is premiering right now. Definitely go check it out. We'll have those links in our episode description. Our next ad comes from our friends over on Help Action Needed. Looking for a show that focuses on the little moments that make a character? Well, gather around the table and listen to Help Action Needed. Sean, Julie, Kate, and Dan make up Help Action Needed, a narrative-focused podcast that loosely follows the D&D 5e rule set. Their story takes place 60 years after a great war in the Kingdom of Aelith, following Frogina Battlebrook, a wizard trying to care for her family, Nori Waterford, a fae cleric who is learning more about the world outside her own culture following her brother's passing, and Cassius Cromes, a new warlock trying to understand his powers and place in the ever-changing world of Aeolith. Join the characters and a cast of NPCs for an emotional story of humanity in times of recovery and turmoil. Start from Arc 1, where they met Dolly O'Toole, pirate captain, and helped stop oppression as love softly bloomed. Currently in Arc 2, join them as they befriend Prince Dion, heir to the throne, and his soon-to-be husband Julian. Or join them on August 12th for Arc 3, where many untold stories wait to be revealed. Here's what listeners like you have said about their podcast. I love the show because the world feels alive due to the moments that arise during small scenes and big moments. No time feels wasted as I'm always learning something about a character or their drive. I love that characters and elements return from past episode as it feels like a world with consequences. I like that it's a simple show without bells and whistles where it feels like I, as a listener, am sitting at the table with the players watching the story unfold. I don't know D&D well, but I like the story and the chemistry between the players keeps me coming back for each new episode. You can find them on Instagram or Threads at Help Action Needed, no spaces, and listen wherever you get your podcasts. So, why not join them for an episode of Help Action Needed? They'd love to have you. If you're listening to Five Gems in a Trench Coat, we know you love stories that focus a little bit more on narrative and characters. So, be sure to check out Help Action Needed. You didn't hear from me, but it sounds like they're starting some new projects soon. So, now is a great time to go follow them and check them out. Alrighty, friends, let's get into spring break, shall we? Let's get back to the episode, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Everyone has magical plans and things to do, but you guys, I think you guys have probably heard that there's maybe, and I think you've heard it with your rings of eavesdropping, that there's another plot, and it's especially planned for when no one's here.
You guys, you're not gonna believe this.
You'll never believe what I just heard.
Yeah. As everyone's like clearing out, and I think you're in your dorms, Lux, that kid walks up to you and he's like, "I'm sorry, man, I couldn't find a professor to give this to you."
Oh my god.
He like hands it to you.
Hey kid, what's your major? What major does he look like?
Witherbloom.
You have a bright future ahead of you, I'm sure. And then I grab that, and then I like wait for him to leave.
Thanks, man. He like waddles off.
I toss it out the window.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Yeah. Just plays the message.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you toss it out the window, and it is a mostly empty campus.
So are we going to party or what?
Is it snowing? I mean, I think we're going to party.
Hell yeah.
It's spring. Oh, that's right. Spring break.
Anyways, so for sure, partying. No one's here.
Big on the parties.
Yeah.
You guys are never going to believe this, but I'm hearing things about a plot.
No way.
What?
Yeah, crazy, that's crazy, wild. Crazy stuff. Yeah. So, like, I know I'm not going home this spring break.
I'm also not going home this spring break.
Samesies.
Same. Oh, my God.
I didn't plan on staying, but if there's a plot, I look at the camera.
Yeah. Did I get any like intel on like where it might take place, or just like that it's going to happen?
You heard that it might take place in the bogs
of course, the
Bajuka bogs.
Oh. Well.
Hey, Ember, you know anything about the bog?
What do I know about the bog?
Tell me about the bog, please.
That the bogs are some of the closest areas on campus to magic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beasts and monsters in the bog. Mm. And from time to time, there are some demons that are more like magical beings, less than like evil demons make packs. I mean, they still make packs. They're very powerful. But there are demons that exist in the bogs.
Okay, yeah, don't eat the moss there. Believe me. Have you eaten the moss there? Well, look, it's for scientific research. You gotta find out what is and isn't edible.
I suppose.
I mean, unless you want your mind expanded.
Can't you just read a book for that, or?
We are at school.
I prefer to be more intimate with my learning.
Oh, yeah, so you're a hands-on kind of learner.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Anyways, so is there anything that we need to know before going to the bogs, or do we just want to head over and see what's going on? What's the vibe?
Should we tell an adult? We are adults. A big guy. The dean.
The dean, are they still around?
You could leave a note.
Yeah, there's some deans around still.
Okay,
it might be difficult to find them because they're like busy and, you know, but.
Dude, I have earrings of eavesdropping. I will listen. I will find them.
Lux, why don't you make a pebble message, give it to that kid that you saw earlier.
Oh, yeah. How did he redeem himself? No, he redeemed himself.
Dude, that kid freaked me out.
You want me to look for the kid? You want me to look for the kid you want me to look for a single student on all of campus?
Yeah.
Before we go. Instead of finding a professor.
I have locate animal. I could find him.
He is a freshman. They're basically no better.
Oh, yeah. No class.
They're basically the same.
Yeah, locate animal or plants.
We were all freshmen once, okay?
Okay, yeah.
We know.
Adam.
Yes.
The bog sounds like the sort of place that Lux would visit whenever he gets a chance, even if it's not allowed, because it's dangerous, and he likes that.
Yeah.
So can I roll, like, an arcana or a history?
It's not allowed. There's a detention bog. It's all part of one larger bog.
Oh, cool.
Detention bog.
It's a magical place full of monsters and crazy shit, and they advise you be careful there because there are demons waiting to make deals.
What sort of have I seen like one of the demons?
Right. I've made some deals with these demons.
Maybe, but probably not. It's at this point, it's like a myth.
I'm excited.
So mm-hmm. I guess we find someone, tell them that at least
you leave them a pebble. Yeah, like, give them this a to a professor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can you give us fresh real quick?
Oh,
the weight of the world on this kid's shoulders.
Yeah, man, that shouldn't be hard. They're all over campus. Like, well, takes and walks away.
I think that.
You found a competent student. He's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then we're ready to go.
Yeah, and I guess we go to the bog.
So yeah, you guys make your way on down to the Witherbloom area. There's a couple of Witherbloom students kind of still sitting around. There's some like farming and like tending their gardens and whatnot. And then you guys kind of slip into the bog. It's uncomfortable. It's gross. It's muggy. You're able to get it's spring too, so it's very muggy.
So it's real humid.
Yeah, you guys are able to get like a boat that I think Ember would know about. You guys get a little boat and kind of just row into the bog. And I think as you're going, it maybe occurs to you that it's like, what the fuck is in the bog? Like, there's nothing in the bog that like,
fuck.
Like, especially being here for maybe an hour or two. Everyone here, give me an arcana check, please.
Mm. I can't roll for shit, guys. Goodness, I don't get anything.
Yeah, that break was cruel to you, huh?
18.
17.
18 and 17. So, Karoi and Lux, you guys suddenly, like, something feels off. And then as you look up, you see the glyphs or the warding that protects the campus begins to... And you see it just... begin to weaken.
Over all of campus or just us?
If it's extending here, because it's not not the glyphs that are on the bog.
Yeah, got
it. It's what would typically be over campus, begin to weaken here, and you're like, and as that's happening, you guys start to hear. And everyone here would recognize, because you've all been trained to recognize these things, specifically on Arcavius, the plane that Strixhaven is on. there are these beasts called mage hunters. So mage hunters are hideous spider-legged creatures employed by the Arik to pursue magic wielders. You guys are aware of this.
Oh, yeah.
These creatures can naturally sense magic via the glowing purple spines on their backs. A mage hunter is usually, in its sentry form, a diamond-shaped drone with heightened ability to sense and locate mages. Once it finds a quarry, the mage hunter takes on its arachnoid hunter form and pursues its targets with vicious skill. So, as you guys begin to hear, like, and you see about five mage hunters in their diamond form going around sensing for the magic of a mage, which you all five know you are.
Fuck. Someone's mad at us, guys.
How smart are these things, Adam?
They are not intelligent, but vicious hunters.
I'm just gonna start, like, cause I have a bunch of, like, one of my things, I have a bunch of pebbles in my bag holding, mm-hmm. like, just a shit ton, right? Yeah. Like, I collect them. I start grabbing them, imbuing, like, stupid messages, okay. like, hi, check this out, and then I start chucking them away from us,
okay.
like, in any direction that we're not, absolutely. Like, definitely yeah. not going.
So you're just sending them out, and they'll hit, and they'll start going that way, and as they do, it's like, boom. And then you'll see, like, one of them and sense, like, the magic of the pebble, and, like, a spine will come out from there and just destroy the pebble. And then, and so you have given yourself the ability to have advantage on whatever you plan to do.
All right, cool. Are we going? Is there anywhere we see that we're, like, going specifically, or are we just kind of roaming?
You guys rode into the, like, road, like, row into the bog, and we're kind of looking around.
We saw the glyph fading out.
Yes, yeah. And you know, so you know that if there are mage hunters here, there's a chance there's mage hunters elsewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody should let the rest of campus know. Unless they already know. And I look back at campus.
I mean, you. This is like, you're...
No, no,
like,
I know.
Okay.
Like,
conceptually.
Yeah.
Like, look back in the direction of campus, yeah.
I look at campus, are they there?
Hello?
Hello? HR?
I could summon a giant crayfish to, like, guide us around.
Huh.
I guess my only concern about that right now is alerting these stupid thingies we're here.
Everyone give me a 14 wisdom saving throw, please.
Do we get advantage because of the pebble?
Yes.
I got a dirty 20, baby.
Very
Ooh,
good.
I got a 19.
Very I also good. Got a 19.
Very
dirty
good.
20.
Dirty 20 oh, for me.
14.
Oh, thank goodness. So, one of these, and I think, because you saw there was five of them. And then you're, like, focused on those ones. You're throwing your pebbles. And then you just feel like a boom. And you look, and maybe no more than 10 feet away from you, one of them has just emitted their little, like, pulse. And it washes over you guys. And as you, like, you all look. And in the moment, you, like, suppress all of your magic. And it washes over you like nothing. And it's just still droning around.
It's just like a horror movie.
Gulp.
Yeah.
Gulp. You're fucking silly, dude.
So I guess we have a couple options here, right? Is we either just straight up fight these things, or we could try to, like, stealth around and try to see what is in this bog that they were plotting for.
Do you guys think they can poop? I look at Karoi.
I don't think. I think they're actually, like, immune to magic.
They're resistant to a lot of forms of magic.
Yeah.
But Lex. Can they poop? That's not what I asked.
that's fair. I think they do.
I'm just saying.
Lex, you know what I mean? Give me a charisma roll, please.
Natural 20. Plus 4 or plus 7 if it's a saving throw.
You were fed bad intel. Purposefully. And you, the minute, like, this is happening, you're like, and then they're like, oh, well, should we fight these things? Like, what were they? And then I think, like, Astra says it, like, well, what are they here looking for? And then you're like, oh, fuck. We were pulled away this way. We thwarted them once.
Guys, I fucked up. I listened to the wrong thing. I didn't even think to incite it. We're in the wrong place. We're not supposed to be here.
Okay.
This was purposeful.
Time to row back. I'm going to start throwing pebbles, like, yeah, away from us.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's going to be 3 stealth rolls. You'll have advantage on them. You can pick who's doing the stealth. As you're
I have advantage on stealth.
So
I have pass without trace.
Oh, dude, huge.
Can I try and think back to who I was listening in on for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll cast Pass Without Trace.
I will say, Adam, I get advantage on stealth checks for me because of my armor, but I don't know if, that'll apply.
Everyone's getting, it's a group advantage now, so you have advantage.
You said insight?
Yeah.
Okay. Dirty 20.
It was a Lorehold elf.
Okay.
Yeah, named Castor. He was kind of being like, come out to the bog. He was being told that.
35. And 24.
35, 30, and 24. All right, yeah, you. Silent as a fucking, just as quiet as one could be. You guys row out. And it's pretty quick. You guys get out just back to the docks. But as you're clambering about, you hear just about. There's just more. And you realize they've come in from all angles.
Yeah, how many do we see?
Currently you see two off on the side.
Okay.
What do you do? So right now, you could make, so you have two options to make pretty much a mad dash, right? You hear more than two, you see two. You can make a mad dash to the teleporters, which would get you back to the main area by the Biblioplex. Or you can mad dash to the Witherbloom dorms, and you can get there and try to barricade in and see if anyone else is there, and you guys could rally. You do know that just like Lorehold, there are catacombs in most places. The Lorehold catacombs tend to lend themselves to more magic, but all of the catacombs, they're practically Strixhaven before Strixhaven. There's Strixhaven, and now the new Biblioplex and everything was built on top of old Strixhaven.
Are we allowed to visit the old Strixhaven, the catacombs?
I fucking love it. Yeah.
Something I like to posit. We know the glyph went down. How do we know the teleporters are still up?
Oh, that is very true. Do we have an option to not check? Do we just have to go for it?
But also speaking, now that you mentioned that, I think you all realize, everyone was leaving today. They would need the teleporters to be up to leave.
Yeah, okay.
And that could be really bad if a bunch of teleporters are down and people are there when these things are invading.
And they're...
That was the plan, guys.
Because that means they're grouped together.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a them problem.
Well, I know...
Ember. We need to get...
Ember's too high.
Okay, so there's definitely a PA system that's campus-wide, right?
For there has to be. Magically,
do I know where any of them are?
There's one in every dormitory.
Okay.
And then there's one in the Biblioplex.
Is there not a school-wide just alarm system or just attack, alarm. We're under
pull
attack.
The alarm.
There is.
But it's in those places.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's not going off.
Oh. So those places are compromised.
There's a very good chance. Okay, team. What's the move?
Have you guys ever seen the film Olympus Has
Fallen? Yeah.
Can I backwards connect into the PA system from where we are, how it has to come out somewhere, but backward connecting with my own magic to try and talk
That's
through it backwards
a good idea.
You know,
is there a spell you have in mind to try to do that?
I'm thinking minor illusion because I know it, you can create a sound with it, and then
okay, so you would need to amplify your minor illusion intensely to try to backwards connect to a system that uses that speaks over distances that people teleport.
So I'm thinking, so maybe we try to find our way to the Witherbloom place.
Yeah, well, so I say you could mad dash. You guys have stealth, you have those skills, those are things you could do.
Yeah. And just try to get to there to go to their PA system to activate the school-wide thing, because it just must mean that the place to turn on the alarm system is busted, but the alarm system itself is definitely more than just it's not counterable by just a silent spell, right? It's
yes,
hard coded into the school. It's on a different power grid,
Yeah, the school is fundamentally on the on one of the snarls of Arcavius.
Right.
So the school is fueled by magical energy and magical power.
So it just means that the alarm
that
is
might be
compromised.
Your best bet.
Not the
Yeah, I think just because it's so close and, like, we'd have to figure out how to get to a teleporter, and what if we get there and it's not working?
Right.
Like, then we're just in a
bad spot.
There's
a good chance it's not working, too.
Yeah, yeah, so I think our best bet is for the mad dash to the Witherbloom.
Yeah.
Then at least we could do the PA system, and if we need to, we can go to the catacombs.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Do we want to stealth there, though? I mean, you know, to the Witherbloom.
Halfway there, at least, right?
So here's the deal. So if you guys don't stealth there, you get there in under a minute. But you have the chance of one of these things finding you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll all have to make a wisdom saving throw. If you stealth there, it takes 3 stealths, which I'll say are 2 minutes a pop.
I see.
It'll be 6 minutes to get there. But you guys have Pass Without Trace, and the higher the stealths, I'll let it be like all of you roll stealth, and then I'll take the majority lose, you lose. And then for each fail, you'll have to make a save. But you'll have an advantage because you're stealthing.
Okay.
The only
good man dash. It's fine.
Yeah, man dash.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I have no stealth.
Yeah.
All right, so everyone give me wisdom saving throws as you guys begin sprinting to the Witherbloom dorms.
I could cast Kinetic Jaunt on myself to make sure I get there. But then I have to do a fucking magic roll.
Oh. Before we go, is it possible for me to cast a spell?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Beacon of Hope.
Okay.
Choose any number of creatures within range for the duration. Each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws and death saving throws and regains the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing.
That's so good.
So I'm going to cast it on the 5 of us so we get advantage on any wisdom saving throws.
I rolled a 4, so I needed that.
Okay. I got a 14.
14, okay.
15.
15, okay.
25.
16.
16. And Kuroi?
21.
Fantastic. Okay, so you guys sprint past these things. There's a moment where it seems like one of them sets off a pulse and they almost sense you, and you just get past it. I give ties to you guys, so 14's good. And you guys, like, bust into the Witherbloom dormitory, and then I think there's, like, three Witherbloom, like, mages just, like, hacky-sacking. Oh, hey, what's going on, guys?
Barricade the doors. There's mage hunters.
Oh! And they, like, quickly, like, vines. Like,
yeah.
And they start, like, the doors. You see them getting the windows. There are 2 of them run down while one of them's barricading stuff and, like, alerting everyone who's still here to begin barricading. So you guys are here.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I look towards Lex and Kuroi.
I mean, the nearest teacher, yeah?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because you had the idea for the
backwards thing, PA system. Okay. I could use the help of the people here too. Just like we need a way to get the PA systems online from where we are. I'm pretty sure they're everywhere.
Yeah, you guys. So like I said, they're in each dormitory. There's a PA system. You have to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I was so confused.
There. I mean, like, it's so. Should we gather all of us together, right? Like not just us, but also the students. Like, you know, get to this defensible room, ideally the PA room, because having students scattered, like, yeah, they wake up and they're ready to fight, but like they're alone and that's not ideal.
Yeah, they're alone.
I will also point out that the mage hunters sense magic users. The minute they get within a certain range of this building, they're going to start swarming the building.
Right, so we need to be together for that swarm versus separate. I think that's at least what I'm thinking.
My only worry is if we gather everybody into a single room and then they surround us, we are fucked.
That is correct. Like, there would be no escape because the PA system is at the center. So the escape routes are outside or underneath into the catacombs because the entirety of Old Strixhaven connects to itself. It's just a long walk, but it connects to itself.
Right.
But the catacombs are haunted, right?
Somewhat. And the
no, but it's really cool under there. It's a cool kind of haunted. The
catacombs are substantially less haunted.
Like, haunted is haunted. I don't think...
No, but there's cool haunted. This is cool haunted, you guys.
They're haunted and they tell you stuff because they're, like, old people that went here.
Oh, God. They just tell you old people stories.
No matter what, like, no matter what the haunted level is, the haunted ghosts are going to be more on the side of Strixhaven residents and students than they are magic eaters.
That is correct.
That is very valid, true. Actually. Yeah.
Ghosts, you're never going to believe.
Listen,
hear me out.
The mage hunters got in, and one of them's like, when I was your age, we had to walk through miles of mage hunters to get to camp.
You go fight them then. You go fight them.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm getting
How easy is it to get lost in the catacombs?
You'd be capable of not getting lost.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Because they're not, like, tricky catacombs. They are just the old building.
Oh, okay.
Like, the old Strixhaven, yeah. It's an old campus underneath this current campus.
So, Adam, where's the entrance to the catacombs in this dorm?
It would be, towards the, back of the dorm and then down. Like, you guys would have to, probably bust out the floor. Because you guys, Lorehold knows your dorms and then your entire area has multiple, holes you guys have blown out in the floor to get down there. That's your whole thing.
Dude, the boys, the team, you know?
Me and the boys, guys, you know? Blowing holes in the floor. Yeah,
blowing holes.
Good Friday night.
Just Lorehold
with
things.
The boys.
My vibe is that we gather up the students, just form a defensive line basically from the PA system to the catacombs. Once we get the PA system running, we call out, let everybody know, get into the catacombs.
I like that.
That's my vibe.
I like that.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I like that too.
The PA system has to be under threat because that's why it's not activated.
There's something.
Yeah,
going on there. Some
ne'er-do-wells are defending it for sure.
I say the five of us gather with the students in the dorm that we can.
Yeah.
Then five of us head over.
Yeah.
And then we tell the other students to guard the catacombs maybe and the building.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do the best they can so we can get to where we need to go because wherever they're trying to hit is not here.
Right. Yeah. 100%. That's the right call.
Oh, so when we get to the catacombs, where are we gonna go?
Well, there are other ways to get up.
Because they're all connected,
but
I assume.
Aren't there mage hunters everywhere?
Outside, though.
They're up top. So if they start getting under, that's not great.
Then we're screwed. But we're hoping to run fast enough to get to where we need to go before they get down.
Well, where are we going?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Oh, you guys are looking at the map.
I'm looking at the map because my assumption is that if you were fed bad information about Witherbloom, it's either on the opposite side of campus or close to. Because they would probably want us as far away as possible.
In Lorehold, because Adam said Lorehold student, and Lorehold is opposite Witherbloom. I mean, diagonally at least.
Yeah, that's...
Tanner.
Adam.
Luxford Sherwood.
Oh, fuck.
It's you who's the traitor.
You are looking at this map. You unfurl it. You've had this map forever. You know these different places, and you know that of all of the schools of magic here, Lorehold studies knowledge. Everyone else studies new magic and different magics, and Lorehold studies knowledge. Written, drawn, but knowledge. And I think for a moment that strikes you as if people were seeking power and the Biblioplex and the Snarl are too densely defended, the use of Lorehold's knowledge against the rest of Strixhaven. You recognize that if Lorehold turned against Strixhaven, it would be a difficult fight for the other four. It's the amount of ancient and archaic knowledge that Lorehold holds. You recognize these things, that if there's given time and preparation, Lorehold is immensely dangerous. And the things that Lorehold has are immensely dangerous.
My God.
Looks at map. Yeah. My God.
Shits yourself a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blames Kuroi.
Yeah.
Listen.
Gets mad at Kuroi, tackles Kuroi.
Listen,
Fucking PvP.
We hug it out.
You can think you're all cool and stuff, but no one looks cool when they're shitting themselves. That's all I gotta say.
That is very true. That is actually so true.
You can't beat someone that makes them shit themselves.
You can't. Like I said, it's a moral, it's spiritual, it's a physical defeat.
You might have, ancient nukes and everything, but we have a giant speaker at the top of our tower that just broadcasts the shit yourself spell. I don't know what you're gonna do about that.
Don't we all have that?
But you guys don't all have the shit yourself spell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Facts.
Right.
Yeah. But we have Karai.
We should probably start moving, but I have a thought, and I don't want to change majors, but I'm gonna explain this on the way.
Okay.
And then
walk and talk.
Yeah. Well, in that direction.
All right, so you're heading in the direction PA. Of the PA system. Okay, and you're getting everyone else to make a defensive line to head down that way once. Okay.
Start blowing holes in the ground, by the way. You'll find the hole eventually.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
So you guys kind of clear the hallway, and as you do, you recognize the Quandrix student that you had eavesdropped on, who fully was like, fuck off. The build, it's his build, but he's wearing that similar bone colored mask, and it's in it has an ebon nose, long, thin beak, and he raises his hands. You will not come further than there. And he's going to begin attempting to cast a spell that you can tell he's been preparing.
I'm gonna can I cast spell as an action?
Yeah.
I'm gonna vortex warp into my fucking bag.
What's the save, dude? What's the save? It's con save.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. What?
No. Dude, this is the move.
I'm gonna close it tight. We'll let him out in a bit. Once he realizes what happened.
Once he suffocates the desk?
Yeah, you know he has no more than 3 minutes.
I was going to say, he has no more than 3 minutes. He'll be fine.
The worst time of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's this kid. There's no one else guarding the space. However, as you begin to approach, you see that there's a force field put up.
Abjuration magic. We trained for this. Isn't it kind of suspicious that the dean made us go through abjuration training.
Also, you guys, I gotta tell you about this whole thing. You guys are never gonna believe this.
I go over and I stand next to Lex, and I'm like, yeah, I guess that is a little odd.
No, you guys gotta listen
to
me.
I've been eavesdropping on them a lot, and they're like, they're kind of sus to me, but they haven't said anything yet.
okay, what's up?
As we're going to look and study whatever's going on. Then I'll explain the whole, like, oh, by the way, Lorehold might have some magic, and it might be the one we've been looking for because there's this dangerous thing. It's old magic. Yeah, I go off. I'm not going to go over it because the audience knows we know.
What are you going to do? There's this fucking force field in the way.
You be soft.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We know he has to. She has to spell magic.
Oh, yeah, she has
to
spell magic.
You all, for a moment, you all pause. Like, fuck, like, we've what trained we for this. Doing? And there's like, Ember has to spell magic.
Oh, okay. I'll use dispel magic. Use creature, object, or magical effect within range. Any spells of third level or lower on the target ends.
Yeah, so you raise your hands up. What does it look like when you dispel magic?
I just kind of have like little spark. I kind of finger guns it. Little sparklies come out.
I love that no matter what class or subclass Jesse plays, his magic is finger guns with sparkles. He's a druid. Jesse raises his hands up and it. Instantly. Like, you instantly just dispel it. You guys are able to get in there. This is a ward system. Like, you do need to get the glyph up, and there's a large crystal in the center that'll begin floating and hovering when you guys know it's on for the PA system.
Okay. We trained for this.
Yes. Yeah.
We sure did.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be kind of messed up if this was some kind of, like, test for us, you know? Like a really, really dangerous final.
This would be a
final.
Really fucked up test.
Yeah, a really fucked up test.
That'd be pretty metal, though.
I mean,
like destroying your own campus for a final. I don't know.
If we find out that this happens, that this is the case, and that people also died, I feel like we should say something.
Oh,
are there authorities
so
we can go to? About
we have
this?
A man suffocating in a bag. Maybe
oh,
we should.
Yeah.
Oh god.
We should.
Dude, fucking Ember's so real.
Ember is
she's,
so real.
She's the goat.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Okay.
I have a sword. I have my scimitar. I'll pull that out.
Oh, enlarge reduce to make him
tiny.
I do have enlarge reduce too. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
You guys.
I'll let you guys can pick who casts it. He'll have a disadvantage when you guys open the thing up.
Okay. All right. I'll cast it.
14.
I think my DC is 15.
Cool. So he pops out. And what did you do to me? I would say he's really small.
Tiny.
What'd you do this to me?
He tiny. Okay, I have a bottle of ink.
Oh, my God.
No! Let me out!
And then just hook him to my belt. How long does this last? Up to a minute in his concentration. We'll deal with this later.
In a minute, you mean?
Well, once you guys leave, you just barricade the door behind you and leave
and
him.
Throw him in there.
Okay. Yeah, so we got to get started on the glyphs, though.
Yeah, let's do the glyphs.
What are we rolling at him?
So the way it's going to work is there's going to be five of you. There are five glyphs on each side.
Oh, word.
And you all need to roll an arcana. The majority needs to be successful.
Would it be feasible to give everybody guidance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say yes.
I will give everybody guidance, so everybody will have a D4 to add.
I have guidance too. I'll do the same.
Okay, so we'll say everyone has two D4s.
I also have guidance.
So
three
D4s.
Yeah. Fuck
okay.
It.
26.
All right.
30, 20.
All right.
I used one to get to a 17.
All right.
27.
21.
So all five of you lock in. We studied for this, dude. You all like kind of put your hands out and then like the weave of magic, all of your magics look a little bit different, right? You know, like some of them are a little more inky. Some kind of look like the night sky, different things, right? And your magic goes into these glyphs and they boom, back to life and the crystal boom, spins to life and is floating, and you are able to connect to it, and you recognize that by fixing these and sending the five of your magics through, which are four portions of all of Strixhaven's magic, right? You guys are four different houses. Though you're missing a house, I think that extra oomph of Silver Quill magic just really ignites and kind of reignites the system. And as you do that, you don't see, like, you don't feel like the glyphs of, like, protection around the campus come back on, but you do feel you're able to connect, and you feel you're, like, you feel whatever you say will be heard.
Am I talking?
You're the charisma build.
Okay, so we know Lorehold, that area is where it's going down.
I have a theory.
And
we're under attack. The orc are here. The orc are coming. The orc are coming.
Yeah. Evacuate the fucking, there's fucking mage hunters everywhere. If you haven't noticed already, things are down. Stuff might be going on in the Lorehold section of the campus. Steer clear, professors. Good God. Come out.
Googly moogly.
Yeah.
Dude, great googly moogly, dude.
And yeah, so you guys begin ushering everyone downstairs after you send out this message. And as it's happening, you begin to hear as the building itself begins to get rended as these things now sense the magic of you in the building. And you guys are rushing down. And that's where we're going to end this session. You guys rush into the catacombs.
We leave that guy behind. Also, that's not how enlarged. He just reduces a little more. But
okay. Reduces by size. No, I'm
okay,
worried.
Cool.
Don't worry.
I'm just like, they're going to get mad at us. We did it wrong. Okay, cool.
I know the spells, but don't worry. Okay. You're good. I thought it was more fun for him to become tiny.
Him in a
yeah.
jar and throw him around. Leave him behind.
Anyways, that was fantastic. We're having so much fun. I'm excited for the finale. There's nothing's gonna happen actually, you guys. Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been 5GMs Presents the Students of Strixhaven. Hope you're having fun so far. Let's go ahead and give our friend Crow his shout out first.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So yeah, you can find me at twitch.tv/Kurohitsuki, where I'm playing lots of Magic the Gathering Commander, lots of casual Commander, way too many times a week. But I have so many decks, I gotta play them, you know? But yeah, I just love seeing people's decks pop off and try to beat them anyway.
Amazing, amazing stuff. You can also find us over at 5GMs Official on X/Twitter and Blue Sky, and at 5GMs and Trenchcoat on everything else. You can also find us online at 5GMs and Trenchcoat. If you like what we're doing, you can go ahead and like, listen, follow, comment, those fun things. Share us with your grandmas. Grandmas love us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and if you really, really enjoy what we're doing and you want to leave us a little tip, you can go to our Ko-Fi, leave us a little bit of moolah so we can get energy beverages for the day, new recording equipment. We always need to re-up on something. Beyond that, if you like what we're doing here, Kim and I do Amateur Dragon Highlander. Also, we play Commander on Thursdays. We try to have as many BIPOCs on as possible because we want to include ourselves and people like us in the space. We love it. I've played with Kuro. It's a great time. We've had some fun people on our streams. It's a good time. If you like Commander and Magic, come over and listen to that. If you're listening to our Strixhaven game, maybe you do like Commander and Magic. Otherwise, you can find 5e supplemental content that most of us here make at Adavan's Armory, ADAVANS. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trenchcoat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trenchcoat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord. You can find out how to join on our accounts or on our website, 5GMsInATrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchcoat. Thank you. Catch you next time.